Lopez takes great pains to avoid law enforcement. But then, in 2005, a police surveillance operation catches him in the act. To avoid life in prison, he turns informant for the U.S. government. Now, he lives in grave danger. The cartels are known to kill those who betray them.
Out here in the street, if you have a green light, you're pretty much dead. And anybody that knows that you have a green light has the go-ahead to go ahead and to kill you if that's what they need to do.
The Mexican meth trade relies on hundreds of traffickers and dealers like Lopez. Every year, the cartels produce approximately 220 tons of meth for the U.S. market alone, with an estimated revenue of $8 billion. Meeting this demand requires industrial quantities of the chemical ingredients. To obtain these so-called precursor chemicals, the Mexican cartels turn to the world's main source of ephedrine and pseudoephedrine, Asia. In China and India, a small number of pharmaceutical factories produce thousands of tons of pseudoephedrine for legitimate use. Criminal middlemen legally purchase vast quantities of these chemicals and then sell them to illegal meth producers. It's a lucrative business. In Asia, a kilo, or about 2.2 pounds of pseudoephedrine, costs $68. But international criminal organizations like the Mexican cartels pay up to $10,000 for the same kilo. The chemicals are sent to super labs all over the world, where they're cooked into methamphetamine and distributed regionally. The trade supplies up to 51 million users worldwide. In the U.S., imported Mexican methamphetamine is rapidly spreading eastward. With increased Mexican immigration, traffickers and dealers now hide within law-abiding Hispanic communities across America. 70% of the 250 tons of meth coming into the U.S. originates from Mexican sources, like the one used by Juan Lopez. But Mexican ice isn't the only kind of methamphetamine available. Unlike heroin or cocaine, methamphetamine can also be made at home using a concoction of readily available household chemicals. Barry County, Missouri, a sparsely populated area of fields and farmsteads that stretch for almost 800 miles. Narcotics agent Larry Keene is from the Southwest Missouri Drug Task Force.
Hey, Adam, how many times have we arrested this guy?
I arrested him three times over.